Jesus, what a friend for sinners, Jesus, lover of my soul.
Welcome to the Unknown Bible, the broadcast ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. Join us now for today's Bible study with our pastor, Bevins Welder.
Our text today is Proverbs chapter 25, verses 4 and 5. Proverbs chapter 25, verses 4 and 5. Take away the dross from the silver, and there shall come forth a vessel for the finer. Take away the wicked from before the king, and his throne shall be established in righteousness. The point of Proverbs chapter 25, verses 4 and 5 is very plain. And it's thoroughly demonstrated in the scripture. For instance, before a silversmith can make a silver vessel, he must heat the silver and remove the dross so that he's working with pure, unblemished material. Likewise, for a king's throne to be established in righteousness, then the king must take away the wicked before him. A perfect example is Ahasuerus in the book of Esther. His right-hand man was a fellow named Haman. Haman made a decree to kill all the Jews in his kingdom. When this plot was revealed to the king by Esther, she said, "The adversary and enemy is this wicked Haman." So the king removed Haman, and he was hanged. Later, a decree was made that the Jews could defend themselves against an attack that had been approved and decreed by Haman, and the Jews smote all their enemies. Even Haman's 10 sons were killed, and the next day they were hanged on the gallows. Thus, the throne of King Ahasuerus was established in righteousness. You know, other examples of kings in the Bible who removed the wicked from before themselves in order to establish their thrones in righteousness would be Asa in 2 Chronicles 14, verses 2 and 3. He removed all the idols in the land. In 1 Kings chapter 15, verse 12, Asa removed all the Sodomites from the land. In 2 Chronicles chapter 29, Hezekiah removed all the uncleanness that was in the temple. He ordered that to be done. In 2 Chronicles chapter 33, the conspirators who killed Amon were killed. They were removed. In Nehemiah chapter 13, verses 19 to 21, Nehemiah removed the Sabbath breakers. And in Nehemiah chapter 13, 23 through 30, the strange wives that many of the Jews had married. You see, in every case where they were trying to establish the throne in righteousness, the wicked had to be removed. So the point is plain. The throne of the king cannot be established in righteousness without removing the things that aren't right from around it. And I know that's a hard thing for people to understand today because we've just tolerated sin in so many ways at so many ruling levels in so many countries that people don't even imagine today what it would be like to have a king on a throne established in righteousness where all the wicked that were in front of him have been removed. You know, that's the problem with countries around the world. The problems are connected inseparably to their moral problems, to their violations of the Ten Commandments, for instance. And when they refuse to take away the wicked from before their throne, They cannot be established in righteousness. They may rule with an iron fist. They may, you know, kill off their enemies. They may imprison those that are politically opposed to them and things like that. But their thrones are not established in righteousness. However, when Jesus comes to rule the world from his throne of glory, he is going to establish his throne in righteousness. And he's going to do it in part by removing the wicked. And the reason is the throne cannot be established in righteousness any other way. So let me just give you a few examples of the kinds of things that Jesus Christ will take away, the kinds of people that Jesus Christ will take away from before himself to establish his throne in righteousness. For instance, Jesus Christ is going to take away idolatry. God said in the first commandment that we are to have no other gods before him. But if you look at people today, anywhere in the world, they worship sex, they worship money, they worship movie stars, they worship athletes, they worship false gods, they worship ancestors, they worship prosperity, all kinds of things. And all of these will be taken away. Jesus will establish his throne in righteousness when he returns by taking away all idolatry. As a matter of fact, at the end of the millennial reign of Jesus Christ, that thousand-year reign, there's going to be a judgment, a white throne judgment. And the Bible says in Revelation 21:8, among other people, all idolaters will have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Jesus Christ is not going to tolerate it. There won't be a Mormon prophet in Utah. There won't be a Watchtower Society in New York. There won't be a Pope in Rome. There won't be a Imam Mahdi in Islam. There won't be a witch doctor in Africa or any other godlike figure like these. They're all idolatrous, and they will all be taken away. There will be one king over all the world. There'll be other kings under his authority, but the throne of the Lord Jesus Christ will be established in righteousness because he will take away the wicked from before himself. You just have to get used to that. You have to understand that what you're seeing today, you won't see in the future. Not when Jesus is here. I'll tell you another thing that he's going to take away. He's going to take away war. War is wicked. James chapter 4, verse 1 says, wars come even of your own lusts that war in your members. William Tecumseh Sherman said in an address after the Civil War, war is hell. You've heard the expression before. It's attributed to him. War is hell. And though all the countries of the world should know this by now, war continues without abatement. And it will continue because of the wicked lusts in our members. War is wicked, but it goes on, and it will go on until Jesus Christ returns. When Jesus returns, he's going to put a stop to all war. If you have a Bible, turn to Psalm 46 and look at verse 9. Psalm 46 and look at verse 9. Very important to understand this. Psalm 46, verse 9 says, he maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He's going to stop it. Look in Isaiah chapter 2, verse 4. You can read what I'm getting ready to read to you in part above the entrance to the United Nations. Of course, they haven't had any success in accomplishing this because they're not Jesus Christ, but when Jesus Christ comes, he will. Isaiah chapter 2, verse 4, and he shall judge among the nations and shall rebuke many people, and they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. He's going to put an end to it. The throne of the Lord Jesus Christ will be established in righteousness, and the warmongers will be taken away. You understand? You're so used to seeing war, as long as it's not being fought on your soil, you just read about it, right? You just think, okay, another day in paradise. But it's not going to be like that when Jesus Christ comes. He's going to establish his throne in righteousness, and he's going to remove the wicked warmongers. I'll tell you something else he's going to remove. Jesus Christ is going to take away adultery. Adultery and all sexual perversion will be taken away. And people get the idea today by seeing sexual perversion on display in movies and in parades and, you know, all kinds of public venues that it's here to stay. It's not. These sins have infiltrated homes. They've infiltrated schools. They've infiltrated churches. They've infiltrated governments and any other place where you find people. Jesus is going to establish his throne in righteousness when he returns, and when he gets to the end of his millennial reign, you know what the Bible says about adulterers and whoremongers? They're all going to have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. There's going to be no more sex trafficking under Jesus Christ's rule. If you think about it, I named some things that kings did to establish righteousness in their countries, to take away the wicked from before themselves. But, you know, if you think about it, some of the very best kings in the Bible fell prey to sexual sins. David, Solomon. But rest assured, sexual sins won't be a problem when King Jesus is on his throne of glory ruling in this earth. And thank God for that. I'll tell you something else that he's going to take away from before himself to establish his throne in righteousness. Jesus Christ is going to take away theft. Again, theft in its many different manifestations is so common today that people just accept it as a way of life. Corporations steal, individuals steal, preachers steal, government officials steal, and on the list goes. You know, in some countries, bribes are the way of accepted business. I mean, really, when you go there to do business, you just need to know who to pay, and you just need to know how much to pay, because you aren't going to do business if you don't pay. But when Jesus Christ is here ruling in the earth, all this theft, all this bribery, all this graft will be gone. You won't see that anymore. Not when he's on his throne, because he's going to establish his throne in righteousness. I mean, don't you remember before the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ? He went into the temple, and when he got there, he ran the exchangers and those that were selling and buying out of the temple. And he said to those exchangers and to those who bought and sold that they had turned his father's house into a den of thieves. So Jesus is going to establish his throne in righteousness when he returns, and you won't be able to bribe King Jesus. If that's the way you've learned to do business, well, you're going to have to learn another way to do business, because if you're in the millennial reign of the Lord Jesus Christ, you're not going to be able to do it that way. You won't be able to bribe King Jesus or any of the rulers he has under his authority. Why? Theft is gone among them. You know, there are going to be wicked people on the earth that are being ruled by a rod of iron. You know that because when the devil comes out of the bottomless pit, he's going to gather up these nations against the Lord Jesus Christ and try one more time to overthrow him. Of course, he's not going to succeed. They'll all be burned up in fire. But I'll tell you, while he's sitting on that throne, he's not going to tolerate that wickedness in front of him, not affecting the righteousness of his throne. No way. No way. Not what you see today. I'll tell you something else that King Jesus is going to remove before himself and take away from before himself so he can establish his throne in righteousness. He's going to take away lying. You know, lying is so commonplace now. Everyone expects lying at any level officially. I mean, they expect lying in government. They expect lying in the witness stand. They expect lying on the news, in the pulpit, everywhere. And it's a sad case. I'm telling you honestly, I'm not saying this to gloat. I'm just saying that everywhere people are so jaded today because they don't expect to hear the truth. As a matter of fact, in many cases, they don't want to hear the truth. And when I preach the gospel and people are not interested in receiving Jesus Christ and having eternal life and assurance of salvation, they don't want to hear the truth. They would much rather hear a lie that makes them feel good and go on with that than they would to hear a reproof or a rebuke of truth in order to make changes in their lives so that they can actually get better, be saved, go to heaven when they die. It's commonplace. But when Jesus Christ comes, he will establish his throne in righteousness. There won't be any lying out of his government. None. Why? Jesus is the truth. John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus Christ is all truth. The devil is all lie. Big difference between them. Not only is Jesus Christ the truth, but his word is the truth. When he prayed to his Father in John chapter 17, Jesus Christ said, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. And so all things in the rule of the Lord Jesus Christ are going to be run on the truth. You don't get by lying, and you're not going to hear any lying. What he tells you, he is going to tell you, and it's going to be right. It's going to be true. And once again, like we've seen with others of these sins, after the millennial reign of the Lord Jesus Christ, all liars will be cast into the lake of fire to burn forever and ever. Do you understand? The things that are commonplace in governments and pulpits today and so forth, they're not going to be commonplace in the rule of the Lord Jesus Christ. You're not going to have idolatry. You're not going to have war. You're not going to have adultery, theft, and lying in his government. He's not. He's truth. And he doesn't do those things. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you something else that's not going to be in his government. Covetousness, you know, if you think about how much it costs to run a political campaign these days and how much money has to be given to the organization that is helping to get the political candidates elected, those come with obligations. Big money is spent to put somebody in a position of power. And that big money commands attention. It just does. And so there's a level of covetousness. I need your money to get into office, but I will give you the political favor when I get there that will help your covetousness. It's just the way it has become, at least in our country. And certainly it's that way in other places, because that's the nature of men. Even to the point of consumer economies, which we have, consumer economies run on covetousness and greed. Businesses can't get enough. Governments can't get enough. People can't get enough. You know, in fact, what we've done is that we have borrowed ourselves, I would say, nearly into bankruptcy. The truth of the matter is we have borrowed ourselves into bankruptcy. It just hasn't been declared yet. But Jesus is very different. Jesus is not covetous. Jesus is not covetous for your money. He died to give you eternal life. He gives, you receive. Covetousness, Paul wrote, is idolatry. A covetous man is an idolater. Jesus is God in the flesh, and he glorifies God in the flesh. There will be no covetousness in his kingdom, and no covetous among those who rule under his authority. It won't run like this. Nothing about Jesus's kingdom is going to run like what you see today. Now, if you're comfortable with what you see today, you may not want Jesus Christ to rule. I'm not comfortable with what I see today. These sins that I've mentioned to you here that are so commonplace, that are public, that are well known, I don't want that in government. I want to see the world run like the world is supposed to be run, like the Creator made it to be run. I'm looking forward to Jesus Christ coming. And I'm looking forward to Him establishing His throne in righteousness. I'm looking forward to Him taking away the wicked from before His throne so that it can be established in righteousness. I love righteousness. I want to see righteousness prevail in His government. Unfortunately, you're not going to see an end to these sins in any country before the return of our Lord Jesus Christ. The wars aren't going to stop. The lying is not going to stop. The covetousness is not going to stop. The theft and adultery, the idolatry, not going to stop. I wish it would. I pray it would. Many times you'll hear people, particularly that do what I do and preach and say, if we do this, if we get this person in office, if we do this, then we can change the laws and these things. No, it's not going to happen. You're not going to see an end to these sins in any country before the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, when He comes, He's going to put an end to these things that are under His authority. Like I said, there will be an element of wicked people here that are ducking and dodging under that rod of iron by which He's ruling. But the truth of the matter is, anybody that's involved in His government, those of us who are ruling with Him as kings and priests, you're not going to see anything going on in His government like you see in governments around the world today. He'll put an end to these things that are under His authority. Men won't succeed in getting any of these out of their countries before that. They should. I wish they could, but they won't. It's just not going to happen. So I say what I just said to get this point across. As long as we only concern ourselves with politics, with the economy, with education, with health, and other platform topics, we will continue to slide hopelessly downward under the weight of these sins in our country. That's a sober thought, but it is reality. You see things that are worse today than they were a generation or two ago, and it's moral decay destroying the fiber of the country, and these problems can't be fixed apart from the Lord Jesus Christ. They just can't. And they won't be because people don't want Jesus Christ to rule on that world level that He is going to rule when He does return during His millennial reign. I want Him to rule, and I'm ready for Him to rule right now. Now, let me make a personal application from what you've heard today on a personal note. You know what you should do, and you know what I need to do? We need to judge ourselves, and we need to make sure that we aren't involved in any of these sins that are crippling governments worldwide. Idolatry? Mm-mm. War, and I'm not talking about you being a soldier. I'm talking about warring and fighting that comes from the lust of your members on a personal level. Adultery? Come on. Theft? No, it's not right for you as a Christian. Lying, you should never. Put away lying, Paul said. Covetousness, you're an idolater. If you have any of these things going on in your life right now, and you hope as a Christian to be able to rule with the Lord Jesus Christ as a king and a priest in His government when He returns to this earth to rule, let me tell you something. You're not going to be involved in His government. You wouldn't want Jesus to have to take you away from before His throne in order to establish His throne in righteousness. Do you understand? There are people today that are Christians. They don't only call themselves Christians. They truly are. They're born again. They believe the Bible. They believe in Jesus Christ. And you may be one of those, and you're still covetous. Or you still lie. Or you steal. You take company tools and you never bring them back. Or you're fighting because of the lust in your flesh against another brother or sister in Christ. or even worse, committing adultery, or you're an idolater. Listen, let me tell you something. If you want to rule and reign with the Lord Jesus Christ as a king and a priest in his government, you got to get that stuff out of your life. Because otherwise, he's going to have to take you away from. You say, yeah, but he's going to make me pure and right and holy. You know, he wants that process to begin now. It's called sanctification. You don't want Jesus Christ to have to consider whether or not you're going to be capable. He wants to see in you and me that we're not doing these things now, and that way, when he's ruling, we can rule with him. That's what we're supposed to do. Like I said, now if you're a soldier, then you're going to be involved in war, but just make sure that you're not fighting and warring and killing in personal wars like James chapter 4 verses 1 and 2 talks about. In other words, get your own act together. Clean up your family's home. Get this stuff that we've talked today out of your house. If you can't get it out of your country, at least get it out of your house. Get it out of your church. In the church, judgment begins at the house of God. We don't want Jesus coming down here like he did and chasing out all the money changers. I realize some churches, they're all about the money. Listen, if you're pastoring, don't let that be your church. don't do that. Get that stuff out of your church. Get these things out of your life. Listen, it'll be good for you not to have the sins that are going on that we've talked about today, going on in your life today. But better yet, also, getting these sins out of your life will prepare you well to rule with Jesus in his kingdom later. He's coming to rule, and the people that are going to rule with him have to rule in righteousness with him. And the time to start yielding to righteousness is now. If you think you can get away with lying, quit doing it. If you think you can get away with covetousness, quit doing it. There's not going to be in his kingdom. They shouldn't be in your life now. I pray that what you've heard today will be a help to you as you and I get ready for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ and his rule and reign on this earth. Amen.
You have been listening to The Unknown Bible, the radio ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. For information about our church and for an abundance of both Sunday school and Bible study material, go to our church website at www.my3bc.com. That's www.my3bc.com. If you would like to contact us by telephone, our number is 361-241-6100. That's 361-241-6100. Bible Believers Baptist Church is a Bible-believing church located at 1701 Ranmorgan Road. If you are not currently a member of a Bible-believing church and you are looking for a church with an uncompromising stand on the words of God, come visit with us this Sunday or Wednesday. We would love to see you. In the meantime, stay tuned each weekday afternoon at 4 p.m. right here on KCTA for The Unknown Bible.